Hello, this is David B. Wright, and welcome to the Colorado Personhood teleconference and web simulcast. I am so thrilled that you have chosen to join us this Wednesday evening. If you're listening in by teleconference via the telephone or by webcast, or even if you're listening to the recording of this call after the fact, we're thrilled that you have taken the time to invest in learning about the breaking news of what is happening on the front lines of one of the most important pro-life struggles in the country, and that is the struggle to establish personhood, to recognize personhood in the state of Colorado. You'll get the whole story throughout this call this evening. We have a lot to cover. We have some dynamic presenters, and we're going to give you the latest news and share with you how you can help to make a difference at this critical moment in not only Colorado history, but truly American history. We're glad you've chosen to join us. Now, a couple bits of housekeeping. First off, on a teleconference like this, if you've never participated in a large-scale conference call of this sort, essentially all of you who are calling in by telephone are linked together through teleconference phone lines, and right now you're in the muted mode where you can make as much noise as you want in the background. If your dog is barking, if your kids are crying, or if you're washing dishes, it doesn't matter. It won't disturb the call, and we are glad you're here. You can listen to the entire call. You can take notes and enjoy it. If you're listening by the streaming webcast there on the page that gives you the ability to listen to streaming audio, that web player will give you the streaming audio. Even if you're listening on a dial-up connection, it should stream smoothly, but there are occasions where you might get 1 or 2 seconds of a pause. That is totally natural. That's as your browser caches the audio and rebuilds its buffer, and then it will continue streaming. You shouldn't miss a single thing. So as we get ready to dive into this important event and to cover all the topics we're going to cover about how you can help to protect and respect every human life from its earliest and most helpless stages, let's get started the most important way we can possibly start, and let's begin by taking this entire event to our Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to gather together tonight on this Wednesday, October 15th, to talk about the great things that are happening right now in Colorado and the incredible opportunities that we have to respect and protect every single human life from its earliest possible stages. We ask you to please give us clarity as presenters this evening on this call. Please be with all the attendees that they hear the things that you want them to hear. Please be with everybody who is involved in this event, and be with all of the volunteers and the people working on the effort to add Amendment 48 to the Colorado Constitution. I thank you for the courageous leadership of Christy and Keith and their entire team. Please bless their efforts. I thank you for the other presenters on the call tonight, Judy Brown and Eduardo Verastegui. And I just ask that you please be with the technology tonight, enable it to get the message out to all the people who are joining us. We continue to have people joining us even every minute as we're getting started here. And just please let this entire event be about you, and let us find how that we can best honor you, glorify you, build your kingdom on earth, and protect every life that is made in your image and likeness. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's get started by talking a little bit, before we talk about what's happening on the ground right now with the Colorado Personhood Amendment Initiative. I think it would be very helpful for those who may be new to this understanding of what's happening there, or even those who've just gotten bits and pieces, to kind of go back in time a little bit and find out how this all began. And to do that, I think it's best to go straight to the source, to the founder of this entire effort, who was 19 years old when she began this historic initiative, and that is Christy Burton. And Christy, before we dive into a discussion of all the breaking news of what's happening right now and the opportunities people have to make a difference, can you take us back to how this all began, and then from that, kind of bring us up to speed and get us up to the present of what is happening right now on the ground in Colorado?
Sure, sure, I would love to. Well, about 2 years ago when we started this personhood amendment, basically I just feel like God laid this issue on my heart years ago when I was 13 to get involved with the pro-life issue, because obviously the unborn child doesn't have a voice for themselves, but we can be a voice for them. And so 2 years ago, I love politics. I knew what a ballot initiative was, and just talked to some friends of mine and said, hey, how can we get a pro-life initiative on Colorado's ballot? So we started working towards it and finally came up with the language for a personhood amendment, which we really believe is the best way to go because it lays the foundation and defines an unborn child as a person. Because once they're a person, then we can effectively protect them with later pro-life laws, which I think certainly would match all of our goals to ensure that every human being is protected. So that's how it started, just a way to help be a voice for people who don't have a voice and stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. And now here we are. It's been a lot more than I expected it to be. The outpouring of support from people in Colorado and really across the nation has been incredible, just as I believe God has brought people who also believe that every life truly counts and every person should be able to have their chance to make a difference in the world, at least by having a chance to live. So it's been a really incredible journey, and it's still going on. We can't quit now. We have just about 3 weeks left until the election. And I guess to bring everyone up to date on what's going on now, over the last few weeks, I've been doing quite a few different debates or forums with several members of the opposition, the campaign against us. And it's really interesting because they hugely try to avoid answering the question, when does life begin and shouldn't every human being be a person? But some of the hosts have forced them to talk about that, and they've said, okay, if you don't agree with Amendment 48, you don't agree that life begins at conception, when do you think someone becomes a person? And, well, I've been counting, and they've come up with four different definitions. And their first one is that you're not a person in Colorado until you can live, walk, and breathe on your own, which certainly if we think about that, that leads down a very, very dangerous slope. And all their other definitions just go down the line of segregating out certain classes of human beings and saying, well, you might be human, but you're not a person. Because they actually have admitted that, well, yes, at the moment of fertilization, all the unique DNA is in place. They've admitted that more than once in our debates. But they continue to say that, well, science doesn't prove it's a human being or a person, which is simply untrue. I mean, pick up any modern embryology or biology textbook, and it's going to tell you that at the moment of conception, a new unique individual or human being has been created, not just a fertilized egg. That's their dehumanizing term. But it truly is a human being, as all of you know. And I've just been so encouraged that we've been able to get that truth out there in these debates, and that they've even had to look at their own stand and realize they really don't have an answer for that, because they refuse to answer the truth because it would hurt their abortion industry and the millions they make off of it. So they either have to keep changing their definitions or lying. And I believe the voters in Colorado are smart enough to recognize that and to see that Amendment 48 is a simple definition backed up in law, backed up in science, and that's what's going to make the difference for our society and protect all human beings. I guess one of the other interesting developments is I've also been following their financial reports just to see who really is backing their organization. And it clearly is Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion provider in the United States, is their biggest backer. They have spent just under $1.5 million total as of yesterday. And just under $1.2 million of that has come directly from Planned Parenthood. Another one of their big supporters who gives them thousands of dollars and takes out full-page ads in papers across Colorado is Warren Hearn, who runs the Boulder Abortion Clinic, one of the worst abortion clinics in the nation, where they still do late-term abortions up until the last minute before a baby is born. You can fly in from anywhere in the U.S. and have that abortion done in Boulder with Dr. Warren Hearn. So those really are the supporters of our opponents here in Colorado. And they try to hide that from the public, try to act like they have all these medical doctors supporting them and all these medical organizations. And in reality, we have some great national medical organizations supporting us. And just last weekend, I had many doctors throughout the state of Colorado email me and say, hey, how can we endorse Amendment 48? We're tired of what some of these medical organizations are saying and acting like they represent all the doctors in Colorado. And they've told me, they said, that's not true. What your opposition is saying is far-fetched. And so basically, all that to say, I'm so encouraged that we're really getting a chance to put the truth out there before the people of Colorado and let women know that it's time to stop believing the lies we've been told. There is the truth out there, and we're going to bring it to the forefront. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do with our radio and TV campaign that we just kicked off, putting ads up on the radio and on several TV stations across Colorado. We need to keep doing that and make sure people hear the truth about who really is behind our opposition and what modern medical science tells us. It's caught up with our faith. Now we know with a certainty that the unborn child is a human being. One thing I've been able also to get across to people on the radio and when we're speaking across the state is one of the new statistics I've heard is that 93% of women who see ultrasounds will choose not to have an abortion. And why is that? It's because our medical technology now reveals the humanity of that unborn child. And it's just amazing. One of the other polls that's been done in Colorado, a Fox News poll done recently, said that 89% of people across Colorado do believe that life begins sometime before birth. And it's so encouraging that people are beginning to recognize the truth and say it. And I think they're going to vote what they know in their hearts come November, come Election Day.
Yes, I completely agree. Now, Christy, I wanted to just draw a little contrast here. You mentioned the $1.5 million that Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry are pumping into this effort. Dr. Warren Hearn, the notorious Boulder abortionist, I'm assuming that you've probably got millions in the bank that you're using to combat this. Is that right?
No, actually, we don't. We have just about, we've raised just about $300,000 as of today, according to our last financial report.
You've raised $300,000. Your effort is completely grassroots. It was started by you, and a group of other people have come on board and just totally on faith have gone out there investing your time, your energy, your own personal resources, and you're going up against Planned Parenthood, the billion-dollar-a-year abortion giant that actually last year nationwide took in $336.7 million of income while aborting 289,750 children, and these abortionists who make a living off the destruction of innocent life. I mean, truly, what you're looking at, tell me if I'm correct, this is like a David versus Goliath scenario.
Yeah, you are correct. You are correct, and it really is. You know, the people in Colorado, our four major donors are all just individuals across the state of Colorado, and, you know, the people fighting against the special interests that are so opposed to admitting the truth because the truth ruins their industry, and they would rather continue to kill unborn children than admit the truth that is so clear today.
Well, Christy, my hat is off to you. I have told many people all around the country about your heroic efforts and told them about this bright, shining light in Colorado. And I know there are a lot of people that are certainly praying for your efforts. And I think tonight, as we continue with this discussion, people will find out exactly what they can do to help ensure that your few smooth stones are able to tackle this giant of the abortion industry and make a tremendous impact. I wanted to check and see, Judy Brown, are you on the phone with us?
I certainly am.
Hello, Judy. Well, Judy Brown, for those of you, anybody who's been involved in the pro-life movement for more than probably about 10 minutes has heard the name of Judy Brown and know Judy to be the president of American Life League and the tireless spokesperson in the entire movement for personhood and has been a consistent advocate for the protection of every human life for decades. And Judy, this effort in Colorado is a critical one, and I'm interested from your perspective with a national outlook on this entire effort, why you are so passionate about what's happening in Colorado, and also the implications that you see for this effort, this election, not only for the state of Colorado, but for all of America.
Well, when American Life League was founded 29 years ago, we were founded on the principle of personhood. And we have been struggling and striving for the last 29 years to engage the pro-life movement in a discussion of personhood, setting aside the pro-abortionists, just engaging the pro-life movement itself in this discussion of what personhood is and why it is so important. So when the Colorado for Equal Rights Organization began to form, I wanted to be involved in it to the extent that we could help, we could educate, we could encourage Christy and Keith and all the other wonderful people who are involved with this, because to my mind, this is the most historic event that has taken place in the pro-life movement since the day this movement began in 1971, which is actually when it started. I'm also convinced, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this will change the nature of the discussion of the pro-life movement from one end of this country to another, to the other. And I must say that winning this would be just shattering to the pro-abortion forces across the nation, because they've succeeded in past times in different states in defeating us. And I have every confidence that Colorado for Equal Rights is actually going to see a victory for this amendment in the state of Colorado, which is very interesting to me since Colorado was the first state to decriminalize abortion. And wouldn't it be wonderful if they were the first state to recognize that these individuals who are aborted daily in this country are actually human beings, persons who deserve equal protection under the law. I don't for a moment think that the pro-abortionists will sit on their hands when this victory takes place, but I think it is very important for the people who are listening to this conference call to understand that, as Christy pointed out, they are not doing this with a bankroll. They are doing this on the very small donations of lots and lots of people who care deeply and want to see an end to the criminal act of abortion and know that the positive aspects of personhood can undo all the damage that has been done to the thought process of Americans in our country. And I plead with the people who are listening to this to not only contribute to this effort themselves, but to spread the word far and wide. I have seen the ads of the opposition, and they are so deceptive, as Christy pointed out. But Colorado for Equal Rights needs the money so that their ads can counter these deceitful ads that are being put on the air by the opposition. So I beg you, dig deep. I know this is a very difficult economic time for the people of this country, but we can't turn our back on Colorado now.
Now, Judy, one of the things that you were the first to ever educate me about was the importance of personhood and how, when you look all the way back to the Roe versus Wade decision, there was actually an opening left there for the topic of personhood. And can you just touch on that for those who may be new to the understanding of why personhood, why this is so significant from a historical perspective as well?
Well, two things in the opinion of Justice Blackmun in Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton stand out and have stood out to me ever since 1973. The first is this. He said in the decision that if the fact of personhood was ever established, Roe v. Wade would fall immediately. Because we have to understand that the entire Supreme Court decision was based on the fact that a baby, a human being, a person, does not exist during a pregnancy, and that abortion is merely and only a decision between a woman and her doctor. And the reason why the Roe v. Wade decision was made, and Blackmun pointed this out too, was that he found the Texas law inconsistent. And he says in footnote 51 of that decision that the reason he found the Texas Supreme Court decision inconsistent was because the law in the state of Texas said that that a human being prior to birth is a person and then permitted an exception for the life of the mother. And Justice Blackmun pointed out that that is inconsistent, contradictory, and therefore the law on its face didn't mean what it said. So twice in that same Supreme Court decision, Justice Blackmun gave credence to the truth that the human being, from the moment his life begins, is a person, and that if personhood is established, Roe v. Wade would, of course, have to crumble because it would be a violation of the dignity of the human person. And it's odd to me that only in the state of Colorado so far have the pro-life leaders taken advantage of this fact and used it to their benefit. And it's important for people to understand that that is the critical reason why personhood is the only thing that will ever undo Roe v. Wade.
Yes. Well, Judy, you've been fighting this fight at the helm of American Life League for 29 years, and this is the first measure of this magnitude at a state level, as you just pointed out. When you look forward and you look past November 4th and Election Day, when, not if, but when Amendment 48 is upheld by the voters of Colorado, what impact do you foresee that this will have all across the rest of the nation?
It will change the debate. It will totally alter the way the pro-aborts talk, not only about abortion, but about contraception, about in vitro fertilization, about us. If we think that the vitriolic language that we've heard for the last 35 years is horrifying, just wait until Amendment 48 passes, because they will completely become undone. And what will happen in the process, I am confident, is that the American people will see them for who they really are and what they are truly trying to do. And I believe that is the critical point in the argument in favor of personhood, because personhood is not an idea. Personhood is a fact. And for the last 35 years, abortion has been relegated to a political issue. And when Amendment 48 is ratified by the people of Colorado, abortion will all of a sudden become what it truly is, an act that takes the life of a person. And that will completely alter the debate from one end of this country to the other.
Yes. Well, Judy, my last question for you before we have to move on to our next presenter. When you look at Christy and Keith and the young, passionate people who are pouring their hearts and souls into this effort on the ground in Colorado, with just giving everything that they have, what kind of hope does that give to you?
Oh, you have no idea how much hope I have. And Christy and Keith know this because they've met many of our staff members, all of whom are in their same age group. And what this tells me is that the future of the pro-life effort is in very responsible hands. And people like me who have tried to train these individuals to be the principled people that they are will be able to go to our heavenly reward knowing that until the day that victory is won for every single innocent baby from one end of this nation to the other, the pro-life effort will be led by people exactly like Christy and Keith, and that is why we will be victorious not only in Colorado, but in the United States of America.
Amen. Well, Judy, thank you so much for taking time to join us this evening, and God bless you, God bless American Life League and all that you've done over these many years, and it is so exciting to see all of this coming to fruition right now in one state. I think that the Colorado effort is standing on the shoulders of many who have gone before for many years, teaching, educating, equipping, and empowering, and here it is actually coming to a first statewide election to actually come to reality. So thank you for your leadership on this. And I want to check and see, Eduardo, have you joined us? Okay, Eduardo may be joining us here in a few minutes. So let's continue to move along in the discussion. And Keith, I'm going to move to you, and then we'll come back and see if Eduardo was able to join us. I know he was trying to squeeze in between 100 other things that he's in the midst of doing, running all over the country. Keith, you serve as the operations director of this campaign of Colorado for Equal Rights and the effort to pass Amendment 48. So you probably, as much as anybody, you and Christy, know the heartbeat of what is happening right now on the ground in Colorado. So for those who are listening, I've already seen a few questions come in from people saying, what are the challenges that you're facing? What are the struggles right now on the ground? What are the obstacles you're up against? And when you look forward, there are today 20 remaining days until November 4th, Election Day, when the voters get to decide, what are the things that need to happen to win this critical victory at this crucial moment?
Well, David, the battle's already won, I'll say that right now, and we've had tremendous victories already, and I would also just like to say I'm so honored to have Judy on the call, and she is such a pro-life hero, to have such strong words of encouragement just mean the world, and just help us, push us forward to that next level, but on the ground level, we have a tremendous amount of energy on the ground. Our grassroots is nothing like I've seen in over 10 years of pro-life work. It's excitement, it's passion, and that's what we have going for us. We have this powerful grassroots force, and I think that intimidates the pro-abortion forces. They certainly don't have that. They have money. They have our money, as a matter of fact, to fund their ad campaigns and some of their other strategies that they're using to work against us, but they don't have the grassroots that we have. I think the one thing that we really need is, you know, you hate to come down to this, but it's money. And I would say that falls into the second place category of what we need. Fundamentally, what we need is what we've had this whole time, and what has expelled us forward to get on the ballot. A lot of folks, political advisors, political analysts, said we couldn't do this. We couldn't get on the ballot with such little money. We didn't have an organization here in Colorado that was pushing this prior to Colorado for Equal Rights. Since the formation of Colorado for Equal Rights, you know, we have, you know, had organizations come on board and help push us along, but we haven't. And they've said that it couldn't be done. But I think the blessing of God is the number one thing that we need to win this battle in November. And I think so far we've had it. So fundamentally, I think we need people to pray and just continue to get on their knees and ask for God's blessing and grace in this movement. I was really encouraged, David, this morning to talk with some organizers of another very conservative constitutional amendment that took place in the early 90s here. It was known as Amendment 2. It was a it limited special rights for homosexual organizations, and that was an organization that we've been compared to in some circles because they were started and they were going up against a lot of odds. They were going up against a lot of polls, and I don't know if Chris. I don't think Christy mentioned it, but we've actually had a poll come out in the past few days that was actually fairly encouraging to me. We were, in fact, behind in the poll. We were trailing by 11 points. We were just 11 points behind, and those are basically the undecided folks. But even though we were behind, it was extremely encouraging to me, and even more so after I talking with one of the organizers of this Amendment 2 earlier today. This amendment was trailing in the polls all the way until the day, Election Day, in which they won, and they were trailing by more than 15 polling points. And so that I think that goes to point that we're definitely in striking distance of pulling this off in November 4th. We definitely have what it takes to get this thing passed. The grassroots is there. All the tools are in place. The challenge now is for everybody to keep pushing, keep going, and keep giving everything that they can. Just like I know that I am doing, and on November 5th, I'll be able to look back and say, I gave it everything I could. And everything that I could put into it, all the time I could put into it, all the funding I could put into it, I did. And I could sit back and say that. That's what we need. Everyone who cares about personhood, who cares about ending this Holocaust in America, to do. You know, the polling numbers, it gives hope that similar amendments, you know, pulled through. And even though they were behind all the way up until Election Day, they were able to push forward and get enough votes to have a victory. But we, David, and to all our listeners, I just want to make this clear. We really don't care about poll numbers because what we're fighting is injustice. So whether it be popular or not, we continue on. We push forward because that's what we must do. This is what we are called to do. This issue of abortion, this Holocaust, has to be fought, and it has to be fought by us who respect life. And there is really no other option, and we have to push forward. So regardless of poll numbers, if we feel like we don't have enough people to support our cause or to support a ballot, that's no reason not to do what we've done. That's only a reason to push forward even harder so that we can educate the people of this state and the people of the nation. And David, I think that's exactly what we're doing. I hope most of the folks that are on this call tonight have had a chance to view some of the TV commercials, which were intentionally designed to educate people and to get them thinking about this issue of personhood. Just as Judy Brown said, that's one of our main goals, is to change the debate of exactly what's going on here. And that's exactly what we're doing. And that's exactly what will happen if we get enough votes here in November 4th. And I think that we have the blessing of God, and now we just need to get pushed over that edge. And I think one of the ways that that can happen is through finances and to get these TV commercials on the air in as many places as we can. We're already running them. But tonight, David, I think that a goal for tonight and what we really need to come out of this call tonight is to raise about $100,000. And in prayer, that's what I'm hoping the folks that are on this call can help bring forward, and that we can put further into the airwaves. We don't need to spend the big money that the pro-death forces are spending, because it costs way more to tell a lie than it does to tell the truth. And I know that some of the pro-abortion forces are listening right now. I know that because I see who's registered for the call. And I just want to say you're welcome to listen in. We pray for you, and we ask that you would turn from lying about this and come to God. So anyway, David, I guess, does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
I get to ramble, and
I have a couple of questions to dig a little deeper about the commercials. I want to ask you, I just wanted to also let you know, Keith, that during the time that you were talking there, my cell phone buzzed, and it was Eduardo's people, and he is trying to dial in. Eduardo, have you joined us yet? Okay, they were having some problems, and I regave them the phone number and the conference ID, but for some reason they're having difficulty getting through on the lines. Maybe we've got so many lines just jam-packed with people, so we will hope that he comes on. I asked them to please have him announce himself if he is able to get through, and I'm glad all our other presenters made it through without a problem, so we'll hope that he's able to join us here. Keith, going back to those commercials, for everybody who is listening by the webcast right now, or where the place where you got your phone number on the page that says welcome to the conference, in the lower right corner of that page is a big gray button, and it's got a red arrow pointing to it. And that button simply says watch the commercials. And I want you to go ahead, if you have that page in front of you right now, click that button, and it will actually open up a new page in your computer browser. And even if you're listening on this call via dial-up internet and you're listening on the webcast, it still should open up just fine. And what you'll see on that page on the ColoradoForEqualRights.com website is you will see the commercial viewing page, and you'll see the different commercials that are, some are already being aired and some that are waiting for the results of this evening's call to be able to start going up onto the airwaves and educating people. And I would probably recommend you wait a few minutes until after the call is over to watch these, because it's hard to multitask and listen to two things at once. But I just today for the first time watched the greed ad, and that is spot on. That is so accurate. Yep. And, of course, that verifies everything that Christy was telling us just earlier. And the other ones are great in terms of not only educating people about what's at stake with Amendment 48, but just educating them about the principle of personhood. So those are great, great ads. And Keith,
hello?
When you look, hello, is Eduardo with us?
Oh, yes. Give me one second.
Absolutely.
Hey, praise the Lord.
I'm so glad you're on the call, Eduardo. Thank you. So
no,
Keith,
this is Max. I'll get Eduardo on the phone real quick. Give me one second.
That's great, Max. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Keith, I was just going to ask you, when you look at these ads, I mean, media buys are not an inexpensive proposition. And so when you're going up against these multi-million-dollar funds from Planned Parenthood and Dr. Hearn, the Boulder abortionist, I mean, it's not cheap to get these ads up on the air. So when you talk about the need of $100,000 tonight, I mean, that is just to really get this out there and into the airwaves. I mean, what is it in your rough estimation? On this page it has a number, and I'm just checking to see a rough estimation on your and what it costs to get one of these commercials on the air to educate people.
Yeah, our estimate is about $100 per ad. And so we'd really love to have these ads viewed by thousands of people thousands of times. But each time they're viewed by someone or they're aired, which when they're aired, they're viewed by hundreds of thousands of people, they cost about $100. So when people think about that, a $100 donation will get these short, quick, concise messages in front of thousands of people each time it's aired. And it takes, in marketing, it takes several times for a message to sink in. So the key is to be able to repeat these ads and to really get it up there. And so just tonight, our goal is about $100,000, which we're hoping to raise to really push these ads forward. And in more ads would just educate the public even more. And so if we certainly wouldn't stop at that. If more money came in, we would push it towards ads, to airing these things on a more frequent level and things like that. But about $100. So I guess that's the magic number. If folks think about it and they'd like to air one commercial, it'd be about $100 to do that. They'd like to air 10, about $1,000.
And that commercial
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Eduardo Verasti. I just want to say hi really quick, and thank you for everything what you're doing. I was in Colorado today just talking about, you know, the life issue and all the things that we care. I have to go and to do a couple of interviews right now. I just want to say hi really quick, and thank you for everything you're doing. God bless you. Leo, Mickey, everyone that is in the call. Thank you, guys, and I'm just going to leave you right now. Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, Eduardo, thank you so much, and I appreciate your support and your being in Colorado and helping with the Personhood Initiative. And any words of encouragement you would have to the people on the line before you have to go?
Well, I just want to thank you again for using your talents to make a difference and for making this world a better place. And I think this is the only way how we're going to just win this battle, and especially, you know, the life issue, which is for us the most important thing, and actually, that's the reason actually why I'm I was in Colorado and today in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, endorsing Senator McCain because he's pro-life like us, and you know, he's the one that he's going to end abortion. And but again, thank you for you know, for making a difference, and I'm going to be praying for you. We're going to win, and you know, let's just always keep the hope, you know.
Amen. Well, Eduardo, thank you. I know your schedule has been insane. I'm sorry we've had so much difficulty getting you onto the phone with the dial-in problems, but we're glad you were able to join us just for a couple of minutes. And thank you. God bless, and keep fighting the good fight. You are making a tremendous impact all across the country, and we thank you for that.
Well, I think we were supposed to record a video 2 days ago, but we it was really crazy the schedule. We couldn't make it, but flying back to Los Angeles on Friday. Hopefully on Friday morning we can tape this video. By Friday afternoon we can edit it and send it and put it on YouTube, and just to, you know, I think this video can help a little bit more, you know,
to
all the effort that you already put it together.
All right. Well, Eduardo, thank you so much, and I was tremendously inspired to hear the report of you going to the 40 Days for Life site in Los Angeles and being out there for 4 hours helping to counsel women and helping personally to save the lives of 5 children and the abortion clinic workers coming out. And I know you practice what you preach, and I just admire you so much for using the gifts that God has given you to build up his kingdom and protect the most helpless and innocent among us. So thank you.
You know what? It's been amazing. It's been already we've been there 3 Saturdays, and it's been already 10 babies in these 3 last Saturdays that, by the grace of God, we have been, you know, been the instrument of saving these babies through this video that we put in internet called Dura Realidad. I don't know if you have seen it, but we put an English version and a Spanish version, and it's Dura Realidad, which in English it means hard truth, and DuraRealidad.com. And what we do is we just go there for 3-4 hours outside of the abortion clinics, and we talk to them, and especially, you know, when it helps me a lot when it's a Latina young girl, because they recognize me, and that, you know, facilitates me to talk to them, and I invite them to my car, so I open my laptop and show them the video, and it's been just an amazing tool, you know, to saving babies. And
Eduardo, I've been telling people around the country about your faithfulness in doing this, and I'm just so thankful that many people in your position who have had the blessings you've had in the entertainment world would not use their time and talents in such a way to help save lives. And that's why when you speak about the Colorado Personhood Amendment, I take you very seriously, because I know you live it. You don't just talk it. And I just really commend you. And I think that's the kind of faithfulness we need from everybody on this call tonight, is a willingness to put their faith into action and do everything.
Well, you know what? It's nothing greater, and it's nothing more beautiful than that. Nothing more beautiful than waking up in the morning every day and to fight for a mission that is bigger than yourself, and to use your talents to make a difference, to contribute to the world in a positive way, so we can make this world a better place. I mean, if you are not willing to die for a cause, life is too boring. And you know, if the price of me doing all these things is like, I'm never going to work again in Hollywood, who cares? You know, that would be a blessing. You know, I think it's nothing better than to fight for those who can't defend themselves. We want to be the voice of those who has no voice, and the beautiful, precious, innocent babies that are in their mother's wombs. And I think whoever is fighting that fight, it is just it is the most noble and beautiful thing you can ever do. Doesn't matter what the price will be.
Absolutely. Eduardo, thank you so much. I will let you go because I know you have to get to your interviews, but thank you for taking a few minutes to join this call and to encourage everybody to be involved in this Colorado Personhood Amendment, and just keep up the great work. There are many people, regardless of what Hollywood thinks about you, that you have a huge fan base, myself included, of people around the country who admire you and respect you and pray for you.
Well, likewise, thank you very much. God bless you, and hope to see you, you know, and say hello in person next time I'm in Colorado, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, Keith, I think that's an incredible shot in the arm to have the movie star of the show, Bella, that just created shockwaves throughout the country when it came out, because it was so profound in its message about the dignity of every human life, and somebody who gave up the Hollywood-type lifestyle and decided to use his gifts of entertainment to build up the kingdom of God and to work to protect human life, and to have him endorsing, supporting your effort in Colorado, I think that's a huge shot in the arm, and I'm so glad he was able to make it on, even for just those few short minutes. And Keith, let's talk about real quickly Eduardo comes from a background in entertainment, in the media, the visual media specifically. And from your perspective, as you've got this new radio ad, as you've got these new television ads, just one more time, what do you think is the importance of having these messages out there in these visual media formats that can really impact people and change hearts and minds?
Well, the visual commercials are the most effective at this point. With as you said, 20 days left, we are on the streets. We are past going door to door, canvassing neighborhoods. We're making phone calls. Thousands of phone calls are being made every day with our phone bank. And those things are extremely important, and we are continuing those efforts and redoubling them over the next 20 days. But the most efficient way to get in front of millions of people, and we need to get in front of, you know, several million people here in the state of Colorado, is through TV and radio. It's the medium that people get their information from. It's the way that people get informed about different things. And I know Christy believes this way, and I do as well. These ads are full of truth, and I think anybody who views them can know that, and it's very apparent. And so when we air these TV ads and these radio commercials, they cut through all the lies that the other side is putting forth. And so it's imperative for us to get these out there and to make a defense for the truth and to get the truth out there. And I've always believed, just as the tongue can taste different foods, the heart can sense truth, and the heart knows truth. And I think that is key in this effort. And so at this point, with this teleconference, I think it's so important to people that are listening and they're watching some of these commercials. There's PayPal buttons where they can just click on those buttons and send 100 or 500 or 1,000 or even $10 to help support these ads. But what I'm hoping, David, is that when someone goes to do that, when someone goes to push on that button and support this ad, that they would say, am I stretching enough? Can I give more? Can I make this thing happen? Have I given what I can of my time and my talent and my treasure? And for the folks in Colorado, there's many more calls to make. There's many neighborhoods to walk, and there's Colorado voters we need to get. And there's people from around the country, and I think around the world. There's some folks from other countries that are on this call right now because they care about life, and they know that it's apparent that the unborn child is a person. Especially to you folks, you maybe can't walk a neighborhood, but can you help support some of these TV ads that will air directly in Colorado and convert people on the issue? And I think that is one of the greatest victories that we should be celebrating right now, David, is that the folks that have been confronted with the truth and the question, what is the preborn? And when confronted with that issue and confronted with personhood, they change their view on how they view the unborn and they think of the unborn. And it changes us from an apathetic view to a view where it makes sense to care and protect the littlest and the most weak human beings. And so I think that's a victory that we all should celebrate now, because I know of conversions and I know of education of all these folks that are changing their minds and they're coming over to our side, and the people that are now thinking about the issue in a different way. And so I think that's an incredible victory that we should be celebrating now. But our job is not done yet. And not to ramble on again, David, I just think it's so important to get these ads in front of people. And
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And having seen the ads, and everybody, I hope, has already either clicked the button or is going to click the Watch the Commercials button from the webcast page and go to that page and definitely watch the ads. And in just a minute, we're going to have an opportunity to actually respond. I want to ask, before you start making financial commitments and investing in this ministry, this work that is being done on the ground in Colorado, I want to have a chance that we can pray over this first, because, you know, a few weeks ago, this was a really profound moment for me, and to other people it may seem very insignificant, but my family went on a homeschooling field trip to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., And we went into the House of Representatives chambers, and that day the House was not in session, and which they rarely do this, but that day, because they weren't in session, they invited us to get down onto the floor. And we sat on the second row in the chairs where the congressmen and congresswomen sit, and as we sat there, we looked up on the wall behind where the Speaker of the House sits, and there's a big American flag, and then up above that were four words, "In God we trust." And as I looked at that and I thought about how far in our nation sometimes we've drifted from that foundation, it really didn't hit me to the full effect as when, just a little later, when we were driving home, my daughter reflected on what she had seen, those four words, "In God we trust." And she said, "You know, Daddy, sometimes in America today I think it's become, in politics we trust." And that was when it really hit me, because after 35 years since the Roe versus Wade decision, after more years than that since abortion was decriminalized in Colorado, the first state to impose abortion on its people, I think sometimes that we have put our trust in the wrong places. We've put our trust too much in judges. We've put our trust too much in elections of people. We've put our trust too much in lobbying. We've put our trust too much in organizations. And we've forgotten to put our trust first and foremost in God Almighty. And that's the only place that our trust will never be let down. And even sometimes, and this is a sensitive topic right now because of what's happening in our country, we have put our trust sometimes in money. And I know that I was just talking to my dad the other day. He's lost over $130,000 in just the last few weeks in his retirement accounts. He's retired, and he's worried about how this is going to affect him. As I've met people around the country, I know that this is something that is really on people's hearts and minds. But you know what? This is a crucial moment. We have 20 days till Election Day. And Keith, just like you said, on Wednesday, November 5th, 3 weeks from today, we're all going to wake up, and the elections will all have been decided. And Colorado will have passed Amendment 48 or rejected it. The question that we're going to have to all ask ourselves, regardless of whether we live in Colorado or somewhere else, we're going to have to look in the mirror on Wednesday morning and say, did I do everything I could possibly do to make a difference during those final days when I had the chance? And that's the question that we're going to have to ask. And frankly, the answer to that question is going to be with us for years to come. So I think it's important that we all look at ourselves and say, you know what, I am not going to put all my trust in money. I'm not going to put all my trust in all these other things. Instead, I'm going to put my trust in God, and we have this narrow window of opportunity to recognize the innate dignity and worth of every human person from the moment of conception. Colorado is leading the way, and I have a chance to be a part of that. And whether it's $100, which puts one ad on the air and could change one heart, could change 50, could reach 1,000 people, or whether it's putting 10 ads, 100 ads, or who knows, maybe there's somebody on this call that God has put you in a financial situation where you can underwrite 1,000 ads or more and really get this campaign up into full speed to go up against the billion-dollar Planned Parenthood enterprise, the abortionists, and the radical advocacy groups that are trying to silence people of goodwill and faith in the state of Colorado. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is just think for just a minute about what kind of an impact you want to have, what kind of legacy you want to leave in these next 20 days, and realizing that no gift is too small, but at the same point, and Keith, is it okay for me to say this, no gift is too large. Is that okay to say?
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So however many ads, whether it's one ad, whether it's 10 ads, whether it's 100 ads, your investment will determine how many people will be reached with this life-affirming message, how many hearts and minds might be changed, and ultimately could determine how many lives could be saved. Now, the one thing I'm going to ask you not to do before you make the decision to click the PayPal button, I know Keith already said that, he let the cat out of the bag, but before you do that, I really want to make sure we have time to put this all in the proper perspective. And I know there were so many times in my life where I would be participating in some sort of a fundraising event for a cause that I really believed in. But before I got onto a call or went to an event, my wife and I would always talk about ahead of time, well, how much are we going to give? And we'd usually come up with a small number that we thought we could easily afford without it stretching us. But what we were doing is we were totally shutting God out of the equation. We were not putting our trust in Him, and we were totally closing ourselves off to the impact that He could have through our faithfulness. And so if you tonight came in saying, oh, yeah, I can put a few dollars into this, whatever number it was, can we just erase that number mentally in our mind and start with a blank slate. And when we pray together in just a minute, ask God to show you what it is he wants you to do. Don't try to put the author of life, creator of a universe, in a little human-sized box, because what could be a more important investment than investing in the saving the lives of children and investing in changing the debate for the entire nation? So as you think about that, I just want you to just keep that in mind. Let's pray together and let's ask God to lead our hearts and show us what he would have us to do tonight at this crucial moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for what you are doing in Colorado and throughout our nation. We thank you so much for Christy, her faithfulness, her leadership, her dedication, her perseverance, her willingness to endure the lies, the persecution of those who would destroy life and would continue to do that to make profits in the millions of dollars for themselves. I thank you for Keith, his willingness to do this work and be a volunteer and serve in this capacity and just pour his entire life into this in critical moment in Colorado and American history. I thank you for Eduardo and Judy for their faithfulness in carrying this important cause forward, and I thank you for everybody in Colorado who right now is preparing to go to the polling places. Some are already probably going to early voting, and I just ask you to give them clarity to understand the worth and dignity of every person from the moment of conception, that they are sacred, that they are special, and they are unique in your eyes, made in your image and likeness. And dear Lord, as we, all of us who are on this call, who are listening to the webcast, who are listening to this recording after the fact, as we at this moment discern how you want to use us to empower this effort, to help it to reach more people and help it to change more minds and more hearts and work towards a victory on Tuesday, November 4th, please help us to know what you would have us to do. Erase all of our concerns and worries about all the terrible news we hear when we turn on the television, when we think about all the other distractions in our lives, and help us to think about the priority of investing in saving the lives of children that are at risk of death right now in the state of Colorado, and then for us to respond in a God-sized way to make an impact at this crucial moment. Dear Lord, we know that on November 5th we're going to wake up, and we know we're going to have to answer to ourselves what we did or did not do. Help us tonight to make the commitment to do everything we possibly can, because each of us are called to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Help us to know whether it's one ad at $100, whether it's 10 ads at $1,000, whether it's 100 ads at $10,000, or whatever level you would have us to invest, dear Lord, help us to realize that everything we have comes from you. It is not ours. We are mere caretakers of it. And as good stewards of the blessings you have given us, we are to use those to glorify you and build your kingdom. And, dear Lord, there is no more important work on earth than this work that we have a chance to be a part of right now. Help us to know what we can do, dear Lord, and then help us to respond with a resounding yes. And let our actions say so loudly to the world, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let me give you some clear instructions on what to do right now, because if you're on the webcast, if you're listening to this recording after the fact, or the place where you got the dial-in phone number, the page that says Welcome to the Conference, click that big button that says Watch the Commercials if you haven't already, and when that opens up to the Colorado for Equal Rights website and you have the pages there with all the different commercials to watch, below every commercial there's a big yellow button and it says Donate. Go ahead and click that button right now. Click that donate button at this moment in time. If you're listening to the recording and you need to pause it for a second to get that up, go ahead and do that. Pull that up. Okay. Once you do that, you will go to a PayPal payment page. And this is so important. I asked Keith, well, should people be able to mail things in? He said, you know what? It wouldn't get to us in time. We need to have these ads on the air right now. It is critical that we do these donations right now through credit cards, and PayPal is the quickest, most efficient way to do this. So when you open that up, on the donation amount at the top there, the kind of bluish section, type in whatever amount, and I would say do it if you can in increments of $100, whether it's $100, $1,000, $10,000, hey, $100,000. If you feel called to be the one to meet the goal for this entire call right now, tonight, go ahead and fill that out. Click the Update Total button, and when you do that, then you have the chance to go ahead. If you already have a PayPal account, many people do, you can fill in your email address and password and go through that. But otherwise, go ahead and type in your first name, last name, credit card number, expiration date, and then your mailing address that matches up with your billing address right there. When you're all done filling in your information, go ahead and click the Review Donation and Confirm, and you'll have one last chance to review it, and then click Submit and submit that donation. And just so you know, I'm not asking you to do something that I'm not willing to do. I have this page open. I already have it all filled out, and I am committing to fund ads. I am not going to sit back and do just a little portion. I'm going to do more than what's comfortable because of what's at stake right now, and I would invite you to do the exact same thing. We have a chance to help shape history. This is one of those moments that is going to be marked in the history books and that our children will be looking at years from now. And they'll be asking each of us on this call, they'll say back in 2008 when Colorado had the opportunity to pass that historic amendment respecting the personhood of every child, every person, what were you doing? And are we going to give them excuses, say, well, you know, my money was all tied up in the stock market, and, oh, that was a brutal time. And besides, I had to get my Starbucks coffee every morning because, you know, I needed that caffeine to get going. And my money was tied up in – I had to watch DirecTV. I had to have my cable and my satellite because I had to watch every college football game. Are they going to get a bunch of excuses from us, or are they going to hear from you, you know what, at that moment when everything was at stake, I did everything I could? And your kids are going to look at you, and they're going to be so proud. And they're going to say, you know what, Mom and Dad? I'm so proud of you because while everybody else was doing their thing, you were doing the right thing. Let's respond like we have never responded before. Let's take this work, and let's get it across the finish line with a victory right now. And so with that, Keith, any closing comments you have? And then we'll invite Christy if she has any closing comments. Keith, let me actually ask you one of the questions that came in. I think this one summarizes so many of the other questions so well. So let me just toss this one to you. Leland Pike, Ontario, California, asks, what one thing do you need the most to push this initiative over the top? Anything that you would add to what we've already covered?
Well, I suppose I would I'd reiterate a little bit about what I just said, but succinctly I would say, the one thing we need to get us over the top, the first thing, is just the blessing of God. God to continue to move upon hearts and to open people's minds and to get them to understand that this is so important that they should vote yes on 48. And then the second thing would be the funds to get this in front of people. If they don't know, how can they vote on it? And so those are the two things, and it's so important. And we've come so far. And it's so important to just keep pushing all the harder. I appreciate you, David, for helping us in this capacity and all the work that you do with 40 Days for Life. It's such a vital ministry. And I just want to thank everyone on the call right now, if you're listening to the recording. I just I'm so grateful and I'm humbled by all the folks that I know are working on this amendment and that are doing so much and taking time out of their lives and sacrificing to make this happen. And it's because they want to protect their preborn neighbor.
Yes.
I'm so grateful and humbled by that. So.
Well, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I think the words of Bob from Falcon, Colorado, that put into the questions, he said, Christy, just wanted to let you know that I'm praying for you and your family. God bless you in Christ. Always Bob. I think there are many people right now who want to echo those sentiments. And Sandy in Golden, Colorado, who says, many of us are participating in the 40 Days for Life prayer campaign. What more can we do to help spread the word and gain support for Amendment 48? And Sandy, you have a lot of opportunities there on the ground in Colorado, and certainly begin with prayer and fasting as you feel led, and then just help to spread the word to everybody you can and help to get these ads up on the air. Those are important things that you can be doing. And Christy, I'm going to give you the last word before we have a final closing prayer, and just any closing thoughts that you have or words of encouragement to people who have called in from all over the country, who are listening on the web right now, and who are inspired by what's happening in Colorado.
Well, I would just like to thank everyone so much for being a part of this. I mean, it means a lot to me just that, you know, I just had an idea that I believe God laid on my heart, and then just for everyone to jump in and be a part of it, because I think God has laid things on your hearts too. And just thank you for doing that and for showing me as a young person what God can do. And I just so appreciate that. And thank you for doing everything you can. I know so many of you, and I think pretty much all of you on this call, are putting in everything you can. And thank you for continuing to do that in these last 3 weeks we have on the campaign. Thank you for praying for me and my family and for all of us working on this. And thank you for for reaching deep and giving to us too in all the ways that you have with your money, with your time, with your talent. And let's just keep going until the end. I know we can do this because God is with us. And thank you all so much.
And with God, all things are possible, even
Amen.
Passing Amendment 48 in the state of Colorado. So, Christy, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Eduardo, for joining us on the call, and Judy Brown for your national leadership. And I personally just completed my donation to this campaign. And, Keith, I look forward to you telling me which ad is mine and the impact that it has. I know you'll never know, but it'll be out there, and I just hope it touches somebody that needs to see the ad, and hopefully will change a few minds and get a few more votes moving in your direction. So with that, let's go ahead and close our event in prayer. Dear God, we just thank you so much for what you have done here tonight. We thank you. You tell us that where two or more are gathered, you are in our midst, and we feel your presence here tonight. And we have seen your hand at work in this effort in Colorado that began with such a humble start and clearly has been guided all along by you. We thank you for the faithful people who have made this possible, the workers, the volunteers, the people who have already signed petitions and who are early voting and those who are going to the polls. And we thank you for all the people on this call who are going to help spread the word and who have made commitments or are in the midst of making commitments to help fund this effort and help get these commercials on the air to change many hearts and minds. And dear God, we just ask that you take all of this and use it not to build up any political campaign or not just for any specific worldly purpose, but instead that you use it to glorify you and that help to build your kingdom to save many, many, many lives, individual persons who are made in your image and likeness, that they are protected from the brutality and the harm of abortion. We ask this in your son's name. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Thank you for taking the time. And this recording will be available after the fact that you can share with friends and family members. And we are so excited to see what God has in store for these remaining 20 days before Election Day. And Christy and Keith, can we have your commitment that when this passes on Election Day, we'll have some sort of a way to pull everybody back together and celebrate the accomplishments of what the Colorado voters have done?
Definitely.
All right. Yep. Sounds like a good plan. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you so much, and God bless. Bye-bye.